This is the Allegheny Front's special bird show. We're recording today in Erie, Pennsylvania, home of the Presque Isle Audubon Bird Festival.
To our east in Jamestown, New York, is another birding landmark. If you've looked through the birding guides in the bookstore or library, you've probably come across the work of Roger Torrey Peterson. His detailed drawings and paintings set the standard for how people identify birds by sight today.
His passion for birds of all kinds and keen eye are evident at the institute named for him.
The Allegheny Front's Kara Holsoppel got a tour of his original sketches and some of his personal birdwatching belongings there.
Outside of the Roger Torrey Peterson Institute in Jamestown, New York, it's noisy. Songbirds are calling from the nature trails and bird feeders. But inside the arts and crafts style mansion, it's much quieter, because most of the birds here are on paper.
Let me show you around
a little
bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'll start you right off introducing you to the main guy.
Tina Sherman has been showing visitors around here for 20 years, and she's giving me a private tour of the exhibits and archives today. In the central, well-lit room beyond the main doors is a bronze bust of a grandfatherly man.
There he is. This is Roger Torrey Peterson. Okay.
Before Peterson, bird guides were for experts. They were massive, with scientific names. Peterson shrunk them down and made them accessible. Peterson was born just 9 or 10 blocks from here in 1908. Sherman says he was just a normal kid, but got inspired by a grade school teacher to explore nature. And then something happened. She points to a sculpture of a bird in the woodpecker family. It has a long beak it uses to peck for ants.
This is called like his epiphany bird, at least that's what I call it anyway, but this is a northern flicker. He was out wandering in the woods one day. He saw what he thought was a dead little brown bird, and he went up and did what any boy would do. He tried to poke at it, and the bird kind of jumped up and it spread its wings, and even though you can't see it on the sculpture, the underside of the wings on this bird are bright yellow. So when this bird went like this, spread out its wings, it just dazzled Roger.
And so his fate was sealed at 11 years old. This fascination with birds and a natural talent for sketching led Peterson to pursue an idea that's displayed in a glass case here.
What you're looking at there is the field guide to birds. And this is really what Roger contributed to society.
The birds are depicted on the page by what look like their mugshots. Straightforward, looking out at the viewer. In 1934, as a young man looking for a way to distinguish himself, he adapted the idea from a childhood storybook. His method of easily matching birds with pictures brought birdwatching to the masses.
So that when you see these birds, you know, like I say, flitting by you quickly in the field, you can go, did I see that chestnut stripe on that bird? That must be a chestnut-sided warbler.
Upstairs are the Peterson Archives. The rooms combine science, education, and art.
I just pulled this out because it's kind of fun.
Sherman lifts an old, painted brown metal object up to her shoulder.
This is a gun stock that he mounted a camera on it. So I used it with the kids the other day saying, you know, John James Audubon used to shoot the birds with a gun. But Roger Torrey Peterson, and I pull this out and I say, he used to shoot the birds. And they go, oh, he did? And I says, with a camera. And it has a place to put a camera in there.
I asked Sherman to show me her favorite piece in the museum. She leads me to a page of black and white herons in a simple frame. It's the very first study Peterson drew for the original field guide. Nearby is another field guide style painting.
It's unfinished because this is the absolute last painting illustration that Roger ever did. He got that far, went upstairs to go to bed, come back, was going to come back and finish it in the morning, and that was the night he died. That's, to me, that just is amazing that on the day he died, he was still working on field guide illustrations or doing his artwork. You know, he didn't just slip away into retirement and say, I've done enough. He was working on the day he died.
It's inspiration.
It is.
Roger Torrey Peterson died in 1996, but he left dozens of Peterson brand field guides based on his system. And not just for birds. Field guides for butterflies, beetles, and edible plants have given millions the chance to see what Peterson saw. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsoppel.